ओम गिरिजमिनन्दस्य जनन्त्यस्य चक्षुस्मृतं जनतस्मै नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनुभीष्टं स्थापितं जैन बुद्धिदये सायं प्रतिदामयं ददति सकलाधिकम् वन्तिकपदुभिश्च पिबसिन्धुभैवता Cowherd boys were playing, and Krishna's activities appear on one level quite ordinary. But because one has read the first 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam prior to this, one understands the sambandha gyan of one's relationship of who Krishna is and who the jiva is and what one's relationship with Krishna is. And also one understands the avideya tattva of the process, and one is following the process of understanding, realizing Krishna. So therefore, one is prepared to hear that the absolute truth is a person, a supreme person, an unlimitedly powerful person, an unlimitedly beautiful person. And he's playing with his coward boyfriends, and he knows all the games, each and every game. And in this way, the coward boys, Sakyam Vicharu Pita Punja Punja, they have performed unlimited pious activities for countless births to attain this position of playing in such an intimate way in that most intimate of places, Sri Vrindavan Dham, with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although his activities appear externally so ordinary, everything he does is extraordinary. But now, as so often happens in the Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna, just following the ordinary appearing activities are extraordinary activities. And this extraordinary activity, could you go like this? It's gone. But you should keep your hat on, otherwise you'll catch cold. I feel the same way with my hat. Yeah. Usually when rain comes, things grow, but yours grew shorter. It's quite astounding. Anyway, it's only hair. Who cares? And fortunately and unfortunately, it grows back. Both. But in any case, aside from that, actually, when this pastime of Krishna's took place, Krishna and Balaram and all the cowherd boys, they were just in the Vedic culture, there was a certain, they wouldn't cut their hair before a certain time. Before the children were a certain age. So all their hair was clustered like crow's feathers at this time. It was quite long and just tied. But along with these pastimes that Krishna performs, which are so parallel to the pastimes that ordinary boys perform, as so often happens in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, Krishna also performs extraordinary activities, uncommon activities. So here in this particular pastime, as in the Dhanukasura pastime, Krishna is going to have Balaram kill this demon who is just about to come, and his name is Pralambasura. So the coward boys are playing, and they're playing all kinds of games. And then in the 17th verse, while Rama, Krishna, and the cowherd friends were thus tending the cows in that Vrindavan forest, the demon, Pralamba, entered their midst. He had assumed the form of a cowherd boy with the intention of kidnapping Krishna and Balaram. So he was an extremely powerful person, an asura of demonic nature. And He had the ability to change his form by the use of his powers. So here is the purport. Having described how Krishna and Balaram acted like ordinary boys, Sukadeva Goswami will now reveal one of the Lord's transcendental pastimes that is beyond the range of human activities. According to Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, the demon Pralamba disguised himself as a particular coward boy who on that day had remained at home with duties to perform. We'll read the comment, or part of the comment of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Having described the ordinary appearance, the pastimes of Krishna, which appeared ordinary, which are sweeter than the sweetest, because actually it's Krishna's pastimes where he doesn't display his power, his Aishwarya, that are even sweeter, because when he displays his incredible potency as the Supreme Lord, that disallows the devotees from becoming intimate with him, or stands in the way. So much so that Mother Yasoda, well, first of all, Arjuna, when he saw the universal form, he was terrified, and his friendship with Krishna was practically destroyed. This is described in the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. No, open. Because the incense is... It's difficult for me, somehow. And then, on the other hand, Mother Yasoda's relationship with Krishna, her sweetness of her love and the intimacy of her love, when she sees Krishna manifest the entirety of the universe within his open mouth, she can't see that. Because that will get in the way of her intimacy, and her intimacy is too powerful, so it overpowers that knowledge that she has of Krishna's opulence, his Aishwarya. Because the two, Aishwarya and Madhurya, power and sweet intimacy, cannot exist side by side. When a childhood friend of Bill Gates meets him today, they're going to talk about the old times, and it's very intimate. And then suddenly, what will pop into his mind, wait a second, this person has hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. How can I get some? And then there's no intimacy. And then he forgets that, perhaps. And then he goes back to being a friend. And then, but the two can't, practically speaking, actually speaking, it cannot exist simultaneously. So having described the pastimes of Krishna which appear ordinary, which are sweeter than the sweetest because of their intimacy, this is Sanatana Goswami again, and which are actually the seed of the greatest special opulence, now an extraordinary pastime in which the Lord's opulence is revealed and which is enacted by Sri Balaram as described in the verse beginning with Pasun. Pasun means the animals. Pasums, the animals. Together with the coward boys in that forest of Sri Vrindavan, Rama, Balaram, is mentioned before Krishna in all cases, because in all cases he is predominant, because he is the older brother. There is that pastime when Murari Gupta approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu together. And he first offered his obeisances to whom? To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he's the Supreme Lord. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, you should first offer your obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu. And you go home now, and I'll explain later why. And that night, in a dream, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu came to him and explained and showed their forms as Krishna and Balaram. And then Mahaprabhu in the dream said, now do you understand, Murari? Now do you understand? That Balaram is my older brother And therefore, Nityananda is my older brother, and therefore he has to be respected first and given prominence. So in that sense, although Krishna is the supreme, and then the next day, Murari Gupta, when he came, he offered his obeisances to Nityananda Prabhu first. So Sanatana Goswami is saying that Balaram is always prominent because he's the elder brother of Krishna, and that is the culture. Okay, we can try maybe with the door closed a little bit, so it won't be so cold. Maybe incense has disappeared a bit, dissipated. And also, he's given prominence here because the verse says, Gopa Rama Janardana. Excuse me. The verse says, Tadvani Rama Krishnayo. That's the reason for this explanation, because Rama's, Balaram's name is mentioned before. It just goes on and on and on. Thank you. I should have one of those little electronic things that can move it 2 inches open, 4 inches closed. Then another one for the loudness of the thing, and another one for the all-in-one mobile phone and video. Then I would be happy if I had all these little electronic gadgets, and my life would be perfect and there would be no inconveniences. Do you think that's true? Huh? Not quite, because still, if even in the lowest, the hellish planetary systems, the heavenly hellish planetary systems, where there's so much opulence, but there is no God consciousness, the living entities have no fear and no unhappiness, except that they fear death, and that spoils everything. So they're in anxiety about that. So this is the cure for everything. Truly, Krishna consciousness, hearing about Krishna and being Krishna conscious and being with Krishna, this is actually the cure for all anxiety, for all difficulties. So Tadvani, in that forest, Rama and Krishna were there. So Rama is mentioned first. Also, not only is he always given prominence, but also in addition, because he's going to be the star of this Leela, because he is going to be the one who kills Pralambasura. So text 18. Since the Supreme Lord Krishna, who had appeared in the Dasara dynasty, sees everything, and the word Sarvadarshana, Bhagavan Sarvadarshana, because he is Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, and therefore Sarvadarshana means he sees everything. He understood who the demon was, that Pralambasura had disguised himself as a coward boy. Still, the Lord pretended to accept the demon as a friend, while at the same time seriously considering how to kill him. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments here. According to the statement, Pralambabhaka Chanura, from early on in the second chapter, the first verse of the second chapter, under the protection of Magadhara, Jarasandha, the powerful Kamsa began persecuting the kings of the Yadu dynasty. In this way, he had the cooperation of demons like Pralamba, Baka, Chanwara, Trinavarta, Agasura, and Narakasura, and many other demonic kings on the surface of the earth. So he was a famous, Pralambasura was a famous asura, very powerful, but fully atheistical. So, by the killing of Pralamba, who was thus distinguished as one of the chief enemies of the Jadu dynasty. So Krishna sees everything, Bhagavan Sarvadarshana, and he directly acts. Or else, from whom comes the vision, the knowledge of everyone? Because he sees everything and we only see a little bit of reality. Or else, within whom exists, in their essential purports, all darshans, scriptures or philosophies, or else the six philosophies of Vaisheshika and so on. There are sad darshan, there are six philosophies in the were propounded, which cover basically all the different philosophies that exist. So they all exist with him, Sarva Darshana, because he is Bhagavan, directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And thus, even though knowing about him, Pralamba, Krishna still made a consideration to kill him. For that purpose, in arranging the game of carriers and carried, isn't there not a common name for that? When the children, one will carry it. We used to play that when we were kids in the water. Someone would get on the shoulders of another, and then they would fight. They would fight with two other people and try to knock each other off. And they were playing games like this, carriers and carried. I will take him, Pralamba, on my own side, Krishna thought. And then, by my being defeated, I will arrange for this Pralamba to also be defeated. Krishna was very clever. In other words, he knows everything. If such is done, then such will be the result. Therefore, he acknowledged friendship with the foolish demon who had come unannounced, because otherwise Sri Baladev would not be able to experience the pleasure upon climbing upon his tall shoulders. This asura, Pralamba, was very tall and very powerful and of darkish complexion. But he had disguised himself. He made himself diminutive, like a cowherd boy, like a young boy. So he wanted Balaram. So he wanted, they were going to play carriers and carried. So he wanted Pralambasura to be on his side, and then he would arrange for his side to be defeated, so that all the boys on his side would have to carry all the boys on the other side, and therefore Balaram would have to be carried by Pralambasura. And then he's in a little form now, but then when he expands into his full demonic-sized, big, huge, powerful form, Balaram would have some fun being carried on the shoulders of this powerful, tall person. This is what Krishna was thinking, because everything, Krishna accomplishes many things with one action. So text 19, Krishna, who knows all sports and games, then called together the cowherd boys, and spoke as follows. Hey, cowherd boys, let's play now. We'll divide ourselves into two even teams, equally matched teams. Purport. The word yata yatam means that Krishna naturally wanted the two teams to be evenly matched so that there would be a good game. In addition to the pleasure of sporting, the purpose of the game was to kill the demon Pralambasura. Srila Swami has a short comment here. I'll read half of it. They, dividing up into two groups suitably in proper accordance with respective age, strength, and so on. So there, in the purpose of killing Pralamba, or else in that forest, he spoke excellently, since he is attractive even to Pralamba. His words were so sweet, and even though Pralamba was an asura or antagonistic, he still was attracted, as Kaliya was even attracted, as we read about. He saw the beauty of Krishna, but still his envious mentality came forward. Text 20. The cowherd boys chose Krishna and Balaram as the leaders of the two parties. Didn't you used to do that when you were boys? Two boys would be captains on both sides, and they'd pick their teams equally. I pick this one, then you pick the second one. So it's matched up in that way with equally. So the two captains, they chose Krishna and Balaram as the leaders of the two parties. And some of the boys were on Krishna's side, and others were on the side of Balaram, joined Balaram. Sanatana Goswami's comment in text 20. There, in that game of two parties, the coward boys made them leaders, Krishna and Balaram leaders, because on account of their natural humility, Krishna and Balaram's natural humility and other transcendental qualities, they would not on their own have assumed that role of leaders. Janardana means he who gives pain to wicked persons, which indicates he who arranged the killing of Palamasura. And that pain that all wicked persons experience in their acting in sinful ways is ultimately for everyone's good. This is the meaning of Krishna being the Param Sattvam, the absolute truth. Everything he does, superficially it seems like pain. Superficially it seems like happiness. But the eternal actual result is always beneficial. Always beneficial. This is the meaning of Krishna's being Suridam Savabhutanam, the friend of every living entity. So the friends of Krishna are mentioned first. Someone on Krishna's side, another on Balaram's side. The friends of Krishna are mentioned first because all of them, on account of being dear to Krishna, were already on his side. The others, knowing well the intention of Sri Krishna, were simply interested in his pleasure, namely his dear most Sridham, Rishabh, and so forth. They knew what Krishna wanted to divide in a particular way, so they went on the other side. Because their only interest, and this is the very nature of the spiritual world, was to increase the pleasure of Krishna. So text 21. The boys played various games involving carriers and passengers. So they had different, many, many different games in this way. And it was always this team sports, team games. In these games, the winners would climb on the backs of the losers who would have to carry them. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami quotes the following relevant verse from the Vishnu Purana. I'll just read the English. Very short. They then played the childhood game known as Hanina Kridanam, in which each boy paired off with an opponent and all the boys simultaneously attacked their respective rivals. They chose up and they would fight each other. Each boy picked an opponent somehow or another, and then they would attack each other and fight because they're boys, and this is how boys play. And then one would lose and one would win, and the loser would have to carry the winner upon his shoulders. Text 22. Thus carrying and being carried by one another, and at the same time tending the cows, the boys followed Krishna to a banyan tree known as Bandirak. This is in Bandiravan. You have seen? No. Lokanath Goswami's place? Not in Bandiravan. No. The Shambhan is there. But this tree is not the same tree, but there is a tree there that is not as big as this tree was. Yeah. Kadiravan. You have seen Kadiravan? I have never seen, but I've seen Bandiravan, and there's a well there. That's what I remember. And there's a deity of Sridham. But this place is so sweet, so sweet, so sweet. Do you remember that it was sweet? Yes. So they went to Bandiravan to play. They followed Krishna to a banyan tree known as Bandiraka in Bandiravan. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami quotes the following verse from Sri Harivamsa, which describes the banyan tree. I'll just read the English. They saw that best of all trees, which had many long branches. With its dense covering of leaves, it resembled a cloud sitting on the earth. Indeed, its form was so large that it appeared like a mountain covering half the sky. Many birds with charming blue wings frequented that great tree, whose dense fruits and leaves made it seem like a cloud accompanied by a rainbow, or like a house decorated with creepers and flowers. It spread its broad roots downward and carried upon itself the sanctified clouds. It was so big. That banyan tree was like the lordly master of all other trees in that vicinity. As it performed the all auspicious function of warding off the rain and the heat of the summer. I've seen this, especially in Mayapur. Even when it gets really, really hot. I remember one year we were there, we went underneath one banyan tree. Remember that? And it was so cool, it was like air conditioned. So it performed the dual auspicious function of cooling from the heat and protecting from the rain. Such was the appearance of the Nyagrodha tree known as Bandira, which seemed just like the peak of a great mountain. That was a quote from the Harivamsa. We'll read Sanatana Goswami's comment to 22. See, the boys went there. One of the reasons why they went there is because in the game of the carriers and being carried, when it was time to get on somebody's shoulders, what they would do is they'd climb up one of the branches of the banyan tree, and then from one of the low branches, it would be easy for them to get on the person's shoulders to be carried around. And then they would play being carried around. They'd whack each other and things like that. But of course, you'd have to be careful, because you'd be whacking someone now, but next time you were going to be on the carry and they would whack you. But these are boys just playing boys' games and always playing and laughing, teasing each other. Thus, Krishna's, this is Sanatana Goswami's comment, 222. Thus, going to that very famous place for the purpose of expanding the fame of his elder brother, that's why Krishna went there, or else for the purpose of playing comfortably in the cool shade afforded by its expanse in the summer months, or else for the purpose of glorifying Bandiravan itself, who is very dear to him. Therefore, Krishna, the attractor of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was going forward as the leader of their party. 23. Rama Sangatino Yahi Sridam Rishabha Dayo Kridayam Jayanastan Stam Uhu Krishna Dayo Nripa. My dear King Parikrit, Nripa means O King. When Sridham, Rishabh, and the other members of Lord Balaram's party were victorious in these games, Krishna and his followers had to carry them. So this was Krishna's plan. Now his side, he organized for his side to lose for the purpose of the other side winning. So his side would be the carriers and Pralamba. Krishna made sure he chose them on his side. And then Balaram was going to be carried, the victor, going to be carried by that coward boy, looking like a coward boy, who was actually an asura named as Pralamba. Sanatana Goswami comments on text 23. Now, for the purpose of Sri Baladev's climbing on the shoulders of Pralamba at Bandiravan, by the desire of Sri Krishna, the defeat of his own party members is stated, along with the two verses herein. By the word Adi are implied Subal and the other boys. Thus the idea is that Krishna's nature was to be engaged in childish games. If we read the alternative word Nripa, which is the one that's written here, such as an address of Sukadev to Parikit out of supreme amazement at the Lord to such an extent coming under the control of his devotees, because Krishna's side was going to be carried. So he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just for the sake of rasa, for the sake of the enjoying the sweetness that one enjoys in the midst of these type of games with one's friends, because it's not what you're the thing that you're doing, it's just being together and doing something with someone with the deepest, who you have the deepest love and relationship. But that's what the pleasure is. And according to the depth of relationship that you have someone, like just like if you're going on a plane somewhere and you sit next to someone you have no relationship with, then there's nothing. You know, it's always a little stiff and cold, and you're moving over, and they're moving over, and who's can get their both hands on the thing next to you like that. There's always these struggles going on, and everyone's very polite or trying to be polite or something. But if you're sitting next to someone who you have a deep relationship with and you love, then it becomes so much. It's fun. It's sweet. Whatever it is you're doing, if you're playing, if you're even something that's not fun becomes fun if the relationship is there. Because based on the relationship, rasa is generated, or sweet happinesses, mellow tastes are generated. So everything, the happiness is not in the activity, it's in the relationship. That the relationship with those who the activity is performed in. So Krishna, wishing to exchange sweetness even though he's the supreme, he's one of his names is Asama Udha, which means no one is sama equal to him, or no one is greater than him. But still, he's going to be carried by his cowherd boyfriend to exchange this rasa, the sweetness of relationship, and he's going to especially give the supreme, that give his friend Sridham, the sweet taste of riding on top of him and playing and enjoying in that way and lording it over him. This is because this gives his friend so much pleasure, this gives Krishna so much pleasure. So Sanatana Goswami says, Bhago 23. Defeated, the Supreme Lord carried Sridham, Vajrasena carried Brisha and Pralamba carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. Purport. One may ask how Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, can be defeated by his boyfriends. The answer is that in his original form, God has a most playful nature and occasionally enjoys submitting to the strength or desire of his loving friends. This is his true happiness. A father may sometimes playfully fall down on the ground when struck by his beloved little child. These acts of love give pleasure to all parties. Thus, Sridham agreed to ride on Lord Krishna's shoulders to please his beloved friend, who happened to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next text, 25. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon, Pralamba, quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. So the way that they played was that there was a spot in the distance of we don't know how far, but in the distance. So you'd carry you had to carry your passenger, your friend, for a certain distance, and during that time he could, slap you and get up, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, and then you'd get there and then you'd put him down. But what Pralambasura did, he wanted to get away from Krishna because he considered Krishna invincible, because Krishna indeed was invincible. And he quickly carried Balaram far beyond the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. And the purport here says that he wanted to carry Balaram out of Lord Krishna's sight so that he could cruelly attack Balaram. He wanted to kill Balaram. We'll read Sanatana Goswami's comment here. But it may be questioned, then why did he not try to take away Sri Krishna, the principal enemy of Kamsa, because he was an associate of Kamsa? Anticipating this query, Sukadev speaks this verse, which describes that he thought that Krishna was invincible and he wouldn't be able to kill him. That's why he didn't try to kill Krishna directly, why he took Balaram. So for the sake of being killed by Sri Baladev, through the desire of Lord Sri Krishna, he was carrying Baladev. This is described in the Vishnu Purana. And this is the quotation from the Vishnu Purana. While carrying one another, all of those who had been defeated would again turn back after reaching the branch of the Bandira tree. This Danava, this demon, on the other hand, after quickly raising Lord Shankarshan Balaram on his shoulders, refused to stand in that place, but he went on. And he appeared, he was dark in complexion, and he appeared like a cloud carrying the moon, because Balaram's complexion was whitish like the moon is white. So the reason for his carrying Balaram is stated by the word avishayham, invincible, meaning that he was thinking, as long as I remain in the sight of Sri Krishna, I will not be able to do anything to him. Although he was the most eminent of all the demons, Pralamba, and although he had come there to steal both of them, he only took away Sri Baladev, and we should understand that this is the reason he considered Krishna invincible. Because he was considering Krishna to be avishya, invincible. Therefore, thinking that he would take Lord Rama, he became a member of Krishna's party. This is the implication. Avarohanam in the verse means the boundary place, in the sense that here one climbs down. And in order to cheat Krishna from seeing him, he went beyond that place. 26. Now what do you think is going to happen? Will he be able to take Balaram away and kill him? And cruelly attack him? What do you think? No. As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resembled the cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. But he was huge, effulgent and powerful. Purport. Here the demon Pralamba is compared to a cloud, his golden ornament to lightning within the cloud, and Lord Balaram to the moon shining through it. Great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power. When the Lord's spiritual potency curtails their power, they can no longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demoniac body. Lord Balaram suddenly became as heavy as a great mountain, and although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulders, he could not go on. Sanatana Goswami comments on text 26. Dharani Dharendra means Sumeru. Thus Balaram's weight was greater than even Mount Sumeru. Udvahan means carrying him higher on his shoulders in order to get some breath. Or in other words, taking him from his back and carrying him up higher on his shoulders. So he was carrying him like this on the back. And then he placed him on his shoulders because he couldn't breathe. And because Balaram was so heavy. So or else he carried him on the pathway of the sky, although he, Pralamba, was a great demon. His speed was checked. Therefore he became situated in his own natural demon body, which is also described in Sri Vishnu Purana. That most excellent of Danavas, demon, unable to tolerate any longer the weight of the son of Rohini, expanded himself into a very huge form, just like a cloud during the rainy season, darkish in color. Thus, by metaphorical comparison to a cloud, it's hinted that he had a dark complexion. Twenty-seven. Don't be in anxiety, anyone. Balaram will defeat him. When Lord Balaram, who carried the plow weapon, saw the gigantic body of the demon as he moved swiftly in the sky, with his blazing eyes, fiery hair and terrible teeth reaching towards his scowling brows, and an amazing effulgence generated by his armlets, crown, and earrings, all gold, the Lord seemed to become a little frightened. Balaram became frightened. Purport. Srila Sanatana Goswami explains Lord Baladev's so-called fear as follows. Balaram was playfully acting out the role of an ordinary coward boy, and to maintain the mood of this pastime, he appeared slightly disturbed by the horrible demonic body, because after all, he's being carried by a coward boy, and suddenly the coward boy's carrier changes into this huge, effulgent, powerful, scowling demon with sharp, fiery teeth and everything. So in his mood of a coward boy, Sanatana Goswami he was slightly disturbed. He appeared slightly disturbed. Although, because the demon had appeared as a coward boyfriend of Krishna's, because he was on Krishna's team, and because Krishna had accepted him as a friend, Baladev was slightly apprehensive about killing him. Why should I kill someone who's a friend of Krishna's? Because Krishna has accepted him. Balaram could also have been worried that since this coward boy was actually a demon in disguise, at that very moment, another such demon might have been attacking Lord Krishna himself. Thus, the omniscient and omnipotent Supreme Lord Balaram exhibited the pastime of becoming slightly nervous in the presence of the horrible demon Prahlada. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, seeing the body, he became a little afraid. Even though Balaram is the supersoul, his fear was because Lord Krishna had arranged his personal Yogamaya potency to cover Lord Balaram's knowledge of his own potency. Thus, the reason is because he's in the mood of a coward boy, and if he's always thinking that I'm the Supreme Lord, I have unlimited power, how could he enjoy? So Yogamaya serves Krishna and Balaram by covering their own, not Krishna's own potency, covers his awareness of his powers for the sake of the sweet enjoyment in the intimate way with his devotees. Thus, the reason is Lord Krishna desired to see something wonderful. Let this demon appear in his body like the form of a cloud and expand so that the body of my older brother, standing allegorically as the moon, may rise up upon it. So Krishna wanted to see something wonderful. But it should be understood, if Lord Baladev's understanding of his own opulences were not covered over, then Lord Baladev, as soon as the body of the demon was revealed, would recognize, this is no cowherd boy, but a demon. And he would immediately kill him, by which the wonderful scene would not develop. So Krishna wanted it to go on more, so it would be still more wonderful, so Balaram would be carried away some and have the pleasure of the ride also. 28. Remembering the actual situation, what is the actual situation? That he's all powerful, Supreme Lord. The fearless, wait a second, this is a demon carrying me away. The fearless Balaram understood that the demon was trying to kidnap him and take him away from his companions. The Lord then became furious, because Krishna and Balaram do not like to be separated from their friends. The Lord became furious and struck the demon's head with his hard fist, just as Indra, the king of the demigods, strikes a mountain with his thunderbolt weapon. Lord Balaram's powerful fist came crashing down upon the demon's head, just as a huge lightning bolt comes crashing into a mountain, cracking its stone surface into pieces. The word Vihaya Sartamiva may also be divided as Vihasya Artamiva, meaning that the demon was flying in the sky on the cosmic path, Vihaya, with the purpose of carrying off Balaram, who was his Artam, or object of pursuit. Sanatana Goswami comments on text 28. Right after that, there's the word atta. Atta gata is the first verse. Then, gata smriti, remembering himself. So, atta is there right after that because of the statement of Sri Krishna addressed to him as stated in the Vishnu Purana. What is this mentality of a mere man that you're exhibiting? Krishna said to him, O soul of all, even though your true nature is more confidential than all other secret things, and because of Balaram's hearing this from Krishna's mouth, his remembrance immediately came back. And he remembered the purpose of his descending to the earth, namely, to kill the demons. Or else, subsequently, he regained his remembrance, his awareness of how Krishna had killed Putana and Vatsasura. Putana was in the shape of a mother, Datri, and Vatsasura was in the shape of a cow. So he remembered that, how Krishna had killed a woman and a cow, demons in those shapes. And thus, he established a precedent of killing Thus, Krishna established a precedent of killing a woman and killing a cow because of their being demons. Thus, similarly, even though this demon is disguised as a coward boy, it is proper for me to kill him. He was thinking in this way, so he remembered this. So the acharyas give these incredible, wonderfully expansive and sweet churnings of the verses composed by Srila Vyasadeva. 29. Thus smashed by Balaram's fist, Pralamba's head immediately cracked open. The demon vomited blood from his mouth and lost all consciousness. And then with a great noise, he fell lifeless on the ground like a mountain devastated by Indra. The coward boys were most astonished to see how the powerful Balaram had killed the demon Pralamba, and they exclaimed, "Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu! Iti vadina, sadhu, sadhu, iti vadina." They exclaimed, "Sadhu," or excellent, or wonderful. The meaning of that, or very good. Sanatana Goswami comments on text 30. Balasalana means by the powerful, referring to Balaram. Since his special strength is made known throughout all the worlds by his killing of this very powerful chief of the demons. The same is stated in Sri Harivamsa, Balam tu Baladevasya. Therefore, the power of Lord Balaram after the killing of Pralamba, the Daitya, the demon, who could not be approached even by the demigods, became known by men all over the world. The coward boys became suvishmiktaha, astonished, because of the demons having deceptively disguised himself as a coward boy. Or else they became astonished by Lord Baladev, whose nature is to glorify the strength of Sri Krishna. And Balaram, because then he says that Balaram said, "It is by the potency of Lord Krishna that this demon has been killed." So they were astonished by that statement of Lord Balaram. In this way, by his great devotion, the coward boys were very much amazed. 31. They offered praise. They offered Balaram profuse benedictions and then glorified him who deserves all glorification. Their minds overwhelmed with ecstatic love, they embraced him as if he had come back from the dead. Sanatana Goswami comments. Then the benedictions they gave Balaram, they offered him benedictions. And what were they? "May you two brothers have affection for one another. May you, with your younger brother, enjoy happily for a long time in Braja and protector. May you be victorious in all circumstances. May you always be wealthy, have many sons, and happily live with your family." And then the final verse in this chapter. The sinful Pralamba, having been killed, the demigods felt extremely happy, and they showered flower garlands upon Lord Balaram and praised the excellence of his deeds. Sanatana Goswami has a comment here, and we'll read some of it. "But not only were they, the coward boys, satisfied, but even all the demigods attained supreme joy, as stated by the word beginning Pape." Pape means sinful, so sinful Palambasura. "Who was extremely wicked." In other words, who was causing a disturbance to the whole world. But he was killed once and for all, having attained the liberation of not having again to take birth, as stated in the second canto of the Bhagavatam. And then the verse is quoted from the Sanatana Goswami quotes from the second canto, 7th chapter, 34th and 35th verse. "All the demoniac personalities like Pralamba, Danuka, Baka, Keshi, Arista, Chanura, Mastika, Kuvalayapita, Kamsa, Yavana, Narakasura, Pundraka, great marshals like Salva, Vidvid, Bauvala, Dantavakra, the seven bulls, Sambara, Vidyarata, Rukmi, and great warriors like Kamboja, Matsya, Srinjaya, and Kaikeya would all fight vigorously either with the Lord Hari directly or with him under the names of Baladeva, Arjuna, Bhima. And the demons, thus being killed, would attain either the impersonal Brahma Jyoti or his personal, Krishna's personal abode in the Vaikuntha planet. So the result of Palumbo Sura's being killed was that he was liberated from the material world. Thus end the purports of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 18th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Lord Balaram Slays the Demon Palumbo. And tomorrow, if Krishna allows, because after all it is the hot season, and what is the danger of the hot season always? Forest fires. So Krishna is going to again swallow a forest fire. And we shall hear that pastime that also occurred in Madhuravan tomorrow, Krishna willing. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Braj Leela ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Vore Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes. What does Palumbo represent?
I remember it's
Do you know?
Licentiousness.
Detachment
to upward adoration, distinction. Yeah, there's no time for it.
Maybe you could. Do you have easy access to that information?
No,
but tomorrow maybe we could read that. Any other questions or comments?
It was interesting that last comment. I mentioned that also if the demons died by an intervener or Arjuna.
Means that Krishna had empowered them. So Krishna was killing them. This is what's described. That wasn't a comment. That's a text in the Bhagavatam, in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavatam. That's another thing Swami is quoting. But Krishna is killing them through that person. They are the stick, but the stick is being held by Krishna. So you can say the stick has hit me, but you could say really the person who's holding the stick has hit me.
Is that all the characters that Bhima and Arjuna kill, or just the ones specifically?
Everyone. They're empowered by Krishna to do that. Otherwise, how could they? That's what Arjuna's realization was. And then when Krishna withdrew his power, as described in the first canto of the Bhagavatam, even when he was attacked by some coward men, he couldn't defeat them. And he came back, I'm the same Arjuna, I'm the same Gandiva, I have the same Gandiva ball, and I can't do anything. My power has been withdrawn. So it was Krishna who was actually doing it. Krishna Shakti Nahivina Tarpavartana. Means that it's me, like Prabhupada's preaching. This is Krishna working through his devotee, great devotee. He's empowering them. So Krishna says, my devotee has done it. And the devotee says, this is Krishna's mercy, the mercy of my spiritual master. So they're always glorifying each other. Okay, we'll stop here. We're so fortunate to be able to hear of Krishna's pastimes.